The number of COVID-19 cases in North Carolina continues to rise. On Thursday, Governor Roy Cooper addressed both the increase and the issue of schools reopening. The governor did not have much good news to share at his press conference.
Today is our highest day of hospitalizations and our second highest day of cases. It's good that we still have hospital and ICU bed capacity, but what we know is this: the disease continues to spread.
When it came to the question of reopening schools, which would usually happen next month, Cooper gave few specifics.
We want our children back in school safely, and we'll have an official announcement next week. We'll also have an announcement next week about the executive order that ends on July the 17th.
Cooper said testing was also an issue.
On the COVID testing front, we're experiencing new delays in getting test results back. It's tough when a person gets a test and sometimes has to wait almost a week to get the results. That's unacceptable. Labs here and across the country are slowing down, partly due to a nationwide shortage of important testing supplies.
Health Secretary Mandy Cohen says that while the state is facing surging numbers, we are not in dire straits and better off than many other states. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.